Radhachan Prabhu,
will there be need for English, Hindi translation? Hare Krishna.
कितने लोगों को हिंदी में सुनना जरूरी है? जिनको हिंदी में सुनना जरूरी बात रहा है, आप लोग पीछे आ जाइए.
Who will translate?
अच्छा श्याम प्यारी, I will do.
Oh yeah.
वे श्याम प्यारी.
It's okay. Nice morning sun.
It's okay.
ये तो कुछ है. हरे कृष्णा. इट सीम्स लाइक क्वाइट अ फ्यू डिवोटीज हैव लेफ्ट ऑलरेडी. देखा हरे कृष्णा. सो we made a little change of plan. Originally we thought that we would go to different places by bus, mainly five different places, and but I heard that many of you want to do parikrama on foot now. So that's why. How many of you want to do it on foot? Parikrama on foot. Okay, that's good. So then that's why I thought that I will speak on different places that you will be visiting. And then you can do the parikrama of those places. Okay? So we spoke of Govardhan and then we are now in Kusum Sarovar. We also spoke about Kusum Sarovar's glory and one of the pastimes that Krishna has here. Like Krishna always plays with his friends and with the gopis in this way. They have all kinds of very, very interesting pastimes. They have their wonderful loving exchanges, and that is what makes Vrindavan so special. Why Vrindavan is so special? I will just give you a brief understanding of that. This Vrindavan is the place which is even beyond Vaikuntha. The spiritual sky is Brahma Jyoti. Beyond this material nature, there is Brahma Jyoti. And beyond Brahma Jyoti is the abode of Lord Shiva, Mahesh Dham. And beyond Mahesh Dham is Hari Dham. Hari Dham is the abode of Lord Hari. And that is Vaikuntha. And beyond Vaikuntha is Vrindavan. Goloko namni nijadhamni talecha tasya devi mahesha haridham supeshu teshu tete prabhavanichaya vihitascha yena govindam adipurusham tamaham. There is a very, in Garga Sanhita, there is a very beautiful description of Golok. You know that Mother Earth was very much tormented by the atrocities of demoniac kings with a military power. So Mother Earth could not bear this, could not tolerate this burden anymore. So Mother Earth approached Lord Brahma along with the demigods. Then Brahma said, let's go to Vishnu in the milk ocean, Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. So they went to the bank of the milk ocean, and then they offered their prayers. Srimad Bhagavatam gives a very short description that then Vishnu directed Brahma in his heart, gave the instruction, he didn't appear. But Garga Samhita is giving some more elaborate description. So Vishnu heard Brahma's prayer. Then he came and he said, look, this condition even I cannot rectify. Come, I will take you to the Supreme Personality of God. And then Brahma led them to the crack of the universe. You remember when Vamanadev stretched his foot? No? It pierced the universal covering, and that's how Ganga was flowing. Beyond the universe is, what is there beyond the universe? Causal ocean. So Brahma led them, and Vishnu led them through the space, through that crack that was created by Vamandev's lotus feet. And then they came and came to the causal ocean. Then finally they came to Vaikuntha, went past. Then they finally came to Golok. And in Golok, there were some gatekeepers, so they stopped there. Although Vishnu was there, Vishnu, Brahma, Shiva, and in Golok they were stopped. So they asked, who are you? So they said that we are coming from the universe, this is Brahma, so on and so forth. So the gatekeeper then went inside, and then a gopi came, very beautifully dressed, very beautiful gopi came, and he asked, who are you? So they said that we are coming from such and such, we are coming from the universe, Brahman. And this is Brahma, this is Shiva, this is me, these are the demigods. And this gopi asked, which Brahman? And then she showed that in the causal ocean, there are innumerable universes floating. And then the gopi told that just as an insect inside a fruit, that becomes his world. It's for an insect, just the inside of a fruit becomes his universe. So similarly, the Brahman is your universe. It's nothing more than inside of a fruit to an insect. But you think that is your world. and you think you're so great. So this is way, this is how they were humbled, and then they were taken to Golokpati. Who is the Golokpati? Krishna. This Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma, in this universe. So Krishna assured them, okay, I'll be coming. So you all get ready. Like all these demigods, all of you take birth in Jadu dynasty. And I'll also come and take birth in the Jadu dynasty. So that is how Krishna came and appeared as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. But again, one part Krishna did not mention, that is, he himself also is going to take birth as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. So that the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda is the Golokpati Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who resides in Golokpati. He comes once in a day of Brahma. Although there are innumerable incarnations, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is himself comes only once in a day of Brahma. When does he appear? In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. They come one after another, starting from Sayambhuva Manu, Sarachisa Manu. But this is the seventh Manu. His name is Vaivashyata Manu. So during the reign of the seventh Manu, and Manu's duration of reign is 71 Chaturyugas, and out of the 71 Chaturyugas, on the 28th Chaturyuga, in Dwapar Yuga, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes. And this Supreme Personality of Godhead is very strange. He is not God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not God. He is a cowherd boy. Also, there is a reason why he plays like a cowherd boy. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lila Purushottam. He derives his pleasure, he derives his joy through his pastimes. And these pastimes are centered around his loving exchange with the gopis. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pleasure potency, Srimati Radha. Lila Purushottam means one who is simply concerned about his own pleasure and giving pleasure to others. So when it comes to pleasure, then the storehouse of all his pleasure is his pleasure potency. And that pleasure potency is called Ladini Shakti. And that pleasure potency is personified as Srimati Radharani. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply is the supreme enjoyer, and he enjoys with his pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, and in Vrindavan, all the arrangements are around two of them. And everything in Vrindavan is simply arranged for his pleasure. Around Srimati Radharani, there are all the gopis. They are all expansions of Srimati Radharani. And then Krishna also expands himself in Vrindavan as Sri Balaram, Baladev. And all the cowherd boys are Balaram's expansions. And then Krishna has his father and mother and elderly gopas. So with these people, Krishna has different relationships. With the gopis centered around Srimati Radharani, Krishna has the relationship of conjugal relationship. With his parents, he has parental relationship. With his friends, he has friendly or sakhiras. So all these mellows are simply to support the conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna. That is Vrindavan. And in order to relish this, and in order to enable devotees to act with Krishna in that way, Krishna has arranged this Vrindavan. And there he is a cowherd boy. If he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they could not develop that kind of relationship with him. Can anybody deal with Supreme Personality of Godhead as his boyfriend? No. But can some young girl treat a cowherd boy as his boyfriend? So that is Vrindavan. Now here we have to understand one thing, that in the material nature, we have our feeling that everything is centered around us. Everyone thinks that I am the center. Right? That is the material nature. And the spiritual nature is the nature where Krishna is the center. And now, in the material nature, whatever we do with ourselves in the center, that relationship can be developed in Vrindavan with Krishna in the center. But that region is beyond Vaikunth. That region is Gokul, Vrindavan. In Golok is Gokul, where Krishna is performing his pastimes. But mind you, these are not just some stories. 5,000 years ago, Krishna was here. All these places are bearing the proof of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna was here. The pastimes that I just narrated a little while ago, Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, took place 5,000 years ago. If we were here at that time, then we would see. Maybe hiding behind a bush. Because we may not have the access to Krishna's pastimes. And if they saw that some trespasser was there, then they would have called somebody and said, get rid of him. But we would have seen. Radharani along with the gopis are picking flowers. And Krishna playing with his friends, just laughing, and all of a sudden comes here and tells his friends, looks like someone is around here. What's happening? And the friend said, is it? Krishna, do you think someone is here? Krishna said, well, to me it seems like, don't you feel that someone is here? Didn't you hear some laughter? Somebody is whispering something, somebody is talking. So anyway, let's see if someone is here. Who is here? Nobody. We could have witnessed that, bastards. That is how real it is. And there are various places that are bearing the marks of Krishna's activities here. The one is Kushim Sharava. Then another place is Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga, you can understand from the name itself. Manasi means from the mind. Ganga is Ganga. Ganga Devi appeared from Krishna's mind. It so happened that one day Nanda Maharaj decided to go to Ganga to take bath. And so all the gopas, all the cowherd boys, cowherd girls, along with Krishna and Srimati Radharani. They all set out. Those days there was no trains, no cars. They had to walk on foot or go by bullock carts. So they traveled and then they came to this area, Govardhan area, and they decided to take rest. So at night when everyone was taking rest, Krishna thought, why they have to travel all the way to Ganga? Why my father and mother have to take the trouble? They don't realize that just being in Vrindavan is more auspicious than taking bath in Ganga thousands of times, just by being here. Anyway, what to do? They don't understand the glory of Vrindavan, familiarity. So, because of the familiarity, they do not understand. Okay. So Krishna said, okay, I will spare them the trouble. So Krishna called Ganga. And Ganga appeared. And Krishna said, you stay here. Ganga said, my dear Lord, whatever you tell me. Actually, Ganga was very happy. Because Ganga used to lament, becoming somewhat envious, spiritual envy, about her sister's good fortune. Who is the sister?
Yamuna.
And she felt that Yamuna is having such wonderful good fortune of getting Krishna, taking bath, playing in her, and look at me. I don't even get any touch of Krishna's lotus feet. Only at that time when I started off, I had the good fortune of being touched by Vamandev's lotus feet when the Lord appeared as Vamandev. And since then, although by my banks, there were many rivers, many temples on the river banks, but direct touch of the lotus feet of the Lord I am not getting, I am deprived of. So she appealed to Yamuna, my sister, do me this favor. Tell Krishna to also bestow a similar kind of good fortune. I may not need to follow, I may not need to flow, but at least somewhere where Krishna would come and I can get his association. So Yamuna appealed to Krishna. Krishna said, fine. And now you see, what was the arrangement? The real purpose was to fulfill the desire of Ganga. She is also a devotee of Krishna. But the apparent reason is Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas were going to take bath in Ganges, and Krishna now manifested Ganges here. There is another very, very important factor that Krishna bestowed upon Mother Ganga. What was that? Right. Okay, she is feeling so bad. Tell her not to feel bad. In the next incarnation, in the following Kali Yuga, when I will come, I will play with her. So this is how when you go to Manasi Ganga, you will see there is a stone ghat also. That stone ghat was built by Bhagwan Singh of Jaipur. This Bhagwan Singh was the father of Man Singh. You know of Man Singh, who was the general of Akbar, the king of Jaipur. His father actually built that ghat. Govinda Kund, he'll be going there. I think next he'll go to Govinda Kund. Govinda Kund is the place where Indra, after when he realized that he has committed a great offense, came to Surabhi. Do you remember that? And Krishna, and Surabhi bathes Krishna with her milk. And then Indra approached Krishna and begged forgiveness. And that is Govinda. That is the place where Indra begged forgiveness from Krishna. And at that time, he gave him the name Govinda. This name Govinda was actually given by Indra. Govinda, the giver of pleasure to the Gos, Gokul, and Gopal. So anything that starts with Go is Krishna is the giver of pleasure. Another meaning of Go is senses. So do you want to enjoy with your senses? So what's the best way to have your sense gratification? The best way to have sense gratification is by serving Govinda. Now we are actually sitting at Uddhav's place. Who was Uddhav? How many of you don't know? Okay. Uddhav was Krishna's cousin, Krishna's friend, Krishna's minister, Krishna's constant companion in Dwarka. Uddhav is a very exalted personality. He was a disciple of Brihaspati. And his devotion was unparalleled. Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gop Kumar heard about Dwarka, he came to Dwarka. But when he came to Dwarka, then the residents of Dwarka told that Uddhav is the greatest devotee. And hearing about Uddhav's devotion, Narad Muni became so ecstatic that he couldn't walk properly. In total ecstasy, he was... Before a person faints, what happens? Have you seen a person before he faints? So one of the ecstatic symptoms is fainting. So Uddhav's condition was just before fainting. But he was walking because he was so eager to meet Uddhav. And he was actually restraining his ecstasy of fainting. He would have fainted. But he was controlling. He said, no, I can't afford to faint now. I have to see Uddhav. So he walked. So this is how great a devotee Uddhav is. Narad Muni was told about Uddhav's devotion. Uddhav is always with Krishna. And Uddhav is so dear to Krishna that Krishna even asked, takes advice from him. Uddhav comes to Krishna's palace before Krishna gets up. And Uddhav leaves the palace after Krishna leaves the palace. And Krishna falls asleep. And some nights when Krishna can't sleep, Uddhav stays with him. He also doesn't sleep. Uddhav looks just like Krishna. And Uddhav uses articles that have been rejected by Krishna. After Krishna leaves, Krishna's remnants. So, Krishna asked Uddhav, Uddhav, you see, I just got to know that these gopis of Vrindavan, they're feeling such separation from me. And maybe you can go and give them some good advice, but not to feel that way. And tell them that I'll be coming. So Uddhav very proudly thought, okay, now Krishna, don't worry. I'll go after all. You know, he was at the back of his mind, he was saying, after all, just some simple cowherd boy, cowherd girls and cowherd boys. So I will tell them what to do and what not to do. So Uddhav came. And when he was speaking, giving them advice, telling them, why are you feeling that way? See that Krishna is within your heart. There is no need to feel any separation from him. But just by these instructions of Uddhav, they started to feel such separation that Radharani started to address the bumblebee as if that bumblebee was Krishna. And she was expressing her abhiman, loving anger. And sometimes she was telling that, please tell that crooked person. And so seeing that, the Uddhav actually recognized the depth of their devotion. And he became very humbled. He felt, who am I? Who am I? I was so proud that I was thinking that I'm such a great devotee. But compared to them, I'm nobody. I'm such an insignificant person. So, in this way, Uddhav became very humble. And Bhagavatam describes Uddhav's attitude at that time. He expressed his feelings. Asha maho charano renu jusham aham sham Vrindavane kimapi gulma lato sadhina jadustajam sajanam arja patham shahitva bhejur mukunda padavim shruti dhir primika. Asha maho charanare jusham amsam. I desire to get the dust of the lotus feet of these gopis who, due to their devotion and attachment to Krishna, has given up all their relationships. Sajanam hitva sajanam. Swajanam means own people. Swajanam. Who are the Swajanam? Husband, children, brothers, sisters, elders. Left everybody. And Arja Patham, for a woman, chastity is the most glorious ornament. And they even didn't care for their chastity. They didn't care what the society would consider them to be. Bhejur mukunda padavim. For the sake of getting the lotus feet of Krishna. This has been very beautifully described by Srila Sanatana Goswami. This is how Uddhav was feeling when he came to Vrindavan. Online I forgot to mention. Vrindavane kimapi gulma lato sadhina. I wish to become a gulma, a bush, lata, a creeper, and Oshadhi grass or small plants like that. I wish to become a blade of grass or a creeper or a bush in Vrindavan. Asha maho charana renu. In order to get the dust charana renu of these gopis. So this is how Uddhav actually felt. In order to get the dust from the lotus feet of the gopis. And Sanatana Goswami described that. And as a, because of his desire, Uddhav actually Uddhav is born in Vrindavan as a creeper, as a blade of as a creeper. And the question then arose in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita that if he wanted to have the dust from the lotus feet of the gopis, then why did he want to become a blade of grass? The chances of getting the dust from their lotus feet would be to be on the street, on the road, when they will be walking and you would get the dust from their feet. The answer has been given that no. When the gopis hear the flute of Krishna, the sound of Krishna's flute, Madhura Murali Pancha Madhushe, playing the fifth note, then they become so excited, they become so attracted to Krishna that in whichever condition they were in, they drop everything and they run. And it has been described, from the material point of view, it may appear to be so cruel, that if some gopi was breastfeeding her baby, she dropped her baby and ran. Somebody was taking care of a husband, dropped her husband and left. Someone was taking care of the elderly superiors, dropped them and ran. So that is the arja patancha ichhitva. So they left in that way. So when they left like that, hearing Krishna's flute, do you think they are going to find out where the road is and then go by the road? Or they will be just follow the sound of the flute, and whichever way, from whichever direction the sound of the flute was coming, then they would just run to that direction. Therefore, the chances of getting the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis is more being in the middle of nowhere as a blade of grass than being in the middle of the road. So this is how Uddhav felt. So we can see the glory of Vrindavan. Vaikuntha. Above Vaikuntha is Ayodhya. Above Ayodhya, Dwarka. The best devotee of Dwarka, Uddhav. And what is Uddhav desiring? To become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. Can you imagine how great this Vrindavan is? The greatest devotee of Dwarka simply wants to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. In order to get the dust from the lotus feet of the Guru. So this Uddhav Kund is actually just opposite to this Kusum Sarovar on the other side. Kusum Sarovar is in the east and that is west. So this Kusum Sarovar, Uddhav is here and the queens were feeling the separations, queens of Dwarka, feeling the separations of Krishna. So they came to Vrindavan and they were chanting the Sankirtan. So hearing that chanting of the Mahamantra, Uddhav could not restrain himself. So he jumped out of his tree form and he assumed his Uddhava form and he also started to dance with them while chanting the holy name. And then Uddhav came here. So Guru Govinda Kund, Uddhav Kund, Manasi Ganga also I described. So, okay. Radha Kund. Radha Kund is the greatest of all the places of Krishna's pastimes. The background of Radha Kund is Krishna killed Adishthasura. Adishthasura came, assumed in the form of a bull. So, Krishna killed Adishthasura. And then, when Krishna came to meet Srimati Radharani, and Krishna wanted to embrace Radharani, Radharani said, "Don't, please don't touch me." Krishna thought maybe that's another man, Abhiman. Sometimes Radharani gets very upset with Krishna. But when she gets upset, there are some reasons behind that. Either he comes late to meet her, or Radharani found out that he was with some other gopi somewhere. So that's the time when Radharani gets upset with Krishna. But this time there was no such reason. He came to Radharani and he said, "What happened? Why are you upset with me?" He said, "Not upset, but you killed a bull. You have acquired the sin of killing a cow. Go hatya, mahapap. So please don't touch me. I don't want to be touched by your sinful hand." Then Krishna said, "What to do? Tell me, what can I do then?" Now Krishna first said, "Look, it was a demon." Radharani said, "Demon or not, but it came in the form of a bull, so you have got the sin of killing a bull." So Krishna said, "Then what should I do? How can I get rid of my sin? There must be a way." So Radharani said, "Okay, go and take bath in every single holy Tirtha." And Krishna became a little thoughtful, going to all the holy Tirthas. How many years will it take? Krishna said, "Well, I am not going to succumb to that kind of condition. Okay, I'll call all the teachers here." By saying that, Krishna just hit the ground with his heel. "I'll get all the teachers here." Bang! And immediately a kund appeared. And immediately all the personified places of pilgrimage appeared there. And with folded hands, they started to pray to Krishna. "My Lord, what can I do for you?" So Krishna said, "Transform yourself into water and fill up this pond." Then Krishna said, "Okay, all the pieces are here, so I can take my bath here. And okay, am I free from all my sinful reactions?" Radharani didn't reply. She was silent. Lalita said, "Radhe, look, what a show. Now we have to match it. We have to match it. So, how to match it? Let's make another kund, which is even better than his. Okay, let's get going. So all the gopis took off their bangles and they started to dig the ground. And very soon, a pond was dug. So then the gopis decided, let us go to Manasi Ganga, collect the water from there in the pitchers, in pots, and fill it up. The Krishna said, don't take the trouble. All these Tirtha waters will go. Radhe, is that alright? Radharani was still silent. Then all the Tirthas appeared and begged Radharani, please allow us also to be in your kund. And so that is how Radha Kund appeared. Sometimes it's said that Radha Kund is actually not water. Radha Kund is the liquid love. With time, Radha Kund actually disappeared. Almost disappeared. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, he was looking for Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming, Madhavendra Puri, Govarva Goswami and Lokanath Goswami retrieved many of the tithas here. But Radha Kund and Shyam Kund was not discovered. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the villagers about Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And then the villagers told him, there are two places with little water. One is called Kali Khet and the other is Gori Khet. Black Khet means paddy field. Black paddy field and white paddy field. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, okay, let me go and see. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and took his bath and he became ecstatic. And he started to describe. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually discovered Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And there is another very interesting anecdote. Once Akbar was passing by this place. And so I think it was Raghunath Das Goswami. He was here. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he asked if there is horses and his soldiers were tired, so they would like to drink some water. So he said, there is some water there. And Akbar had a huge retinue with him. Hundreds of horses, thousands of soldiers. And he thought, just a little patch of water, you know, how will they quench their thirst? So Raghunath Das Goswami told him, go, just see. Just at least as many of your animals and men can drink water, let them drink that. So Akbar said, okay, fine. And they went there and they found all the animals drank, all the soldiers drank to their heart's content from that little patch of water. That is the glory of Shyam Kund and Radha Kund. Later on, Raghunath Das Goswami was wondering that I wish that properly we could excavate the kund. But then he thought, why am I desiring something like that? I don't have any means, it will actually become atyahar and prayasya. So thinking that, he just took rest. The next morning, a very rich man came. And he said that I was in Badrinath. And there I got the instruction to come here and meet you and fulfill your desire. So he said, okay, if you really want to fulfill my desire, then excavate these two kundas. And that person did that. First he did the samskar of Radha Kund. And you can see Radha Kund is actually quadrangle. But when he was excavating Sham Kund, one night Raghunath Das Goswami had a dream. The Pandavas approached him and said, look, we are here in Radha Kund in the form of these five trees. And this is how we are having the association of Krishna in Vrindavan. So please, while you are excavating the kund, please don't uproot us. So then Raghunath Das Goswami instructed to avoid these trees and cut the kund. So that's why, although Radha Kund is rectangular, Sham Kund is not. And some say that because Krishna is crooked, Krishna Sham Kund also is in that way. Yeah. Giriraj stretches from north to south. And at the south is his tail. And that is a village called Pucheri. Pucheri means pitch. Pooch. So in the south is his tail, and in the north is his head, and he has two eyes. Who are those two eyes? Radha Kund and Sham Kund. So Radha Kund and Sham Kund are the eyes of Giriraj. And Radha Kund is surrounded by the Sakhis, by the Kunjas of Sakhis, and Sham Kund is surrounded by the Kunjas of Sakhas, the cowherd boys. So that is what, how Radha Kund and Sham Kund is situated. So have a very nice parikrama of Govardhan.
Wouldn't you want to visit this place along with you? We'll post for some other time we do parikrama.
Maybe next year.
We'd like to go with you to this place.
I don't know whether I can handle it on foot, you know.
They cannot walk like that.
Very
seniors.
Did you become that old?
We just want your
Yeah, we just want your admission, that's all.
Some other time, parikrama.
Not this time.
No parikrama. Just visiting something. Fourth place.
Okay.
You don't want to do parikrama before. Thank you, sir.
Let me see. So what are you suggesting? This time or another time?
This time.
In this visit?
Not walking only by the bus.
What we are saying is today we can visit these places with you, not by walking, by bus.
And then how will the others feel?
They will No, everybody will be happy.
And others will also feel good.
They'll go all will go by bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so no paidal parikram.
No,
no. Who are still so keen to do paidal parikram?
No. No, no.
Okay. Okay. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
Your first beat was fine.
Jai Radhe, Jai
Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna.
Jai Krishna,
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe,
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna.
Jai Krishna, Jai
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe,
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna,
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Nitya Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada,
Prabhupada,
Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, now let's go to the bus. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Ask your father.